It goes without saying that, like music, laughter is often seen as a universal language. Laughter is considered a stress reliever and a powerful tool that has brought people together for centuries. But how have we gotten our laughs through the years? Stand-up comedy, the art of making an audience roll on the floor laughing with a well-timed joke, has seen a fascinating evolution. And we're told by Comedy Connection that stand-up's roots reach back to the vibrant world of vaudeville. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, comedians like W.C. Fields and Will Rogers captivated audiences with their witty observations and social commentary. Jokes were often topical, poking fun at politics and societal norms. Boston played a significant role in the era. The legendary Keith Circuit, a vaudeville chain, established theaters throughout New England, and those stages nurtured the careers of comedic talents like George Burns and Jack Benny, who honed their stand-up routines before heading to Hollywood. Jack Benny, Will Rogers, George Burns, and Gracie all played Scranton in their vaudeville days. Nancy McDonald writes in her study, "The successful radio star Jack Benny began as a vaudevillian. On December 16, 1920, he appeared at the Poli with an act that mixed approximately 10 minutes of chatter with violin playing. Reflecting on Scranton, Benny remarked, "The city has a reputation for being a tough audience. I did not find them that way." To utter such words, according to McDonald, it goes without saying that Benny must have been good. During the week of January 1st, 1912, there was a newcomer at the Poli in the cast of a musical spectacular called California. He was a shy, simple-looking man with a funny grin, weather-beaten skin, and straight hair falling to bangs, who spun figure eights and jumped through hoops while keeping up a running line of chatter. It was Will Rogers, and the rope was a cover. It gave his hand something to do while his tongue was moving, beginning with the assertion, "All I know is what I read in the papers." He plunged into local jokes garnered from the morning editions. Even at this stage, it was obvious Rogers was the rarest of creatures, a true natural wit. That from the study, "If You Can Play Scranton, A Theatrical History, 1871 to 2010, by Nancy McDonald. Well, what about today? What about comedy and all the rest here in northeastern Pennsylvania and the whole region in 2026? Janine Luby is a Scranton-based stand-up comedian, a communicator, wellness advocate, and she focuses on the therapeutic power of laughter. She's the founder of Laugh to Live, and that's the way she uses humor and laughter yoga to reduce stress and improve mental well-being in professional and community settings. Janine Luby would like to invite us to join her for laughter at the Downtown Deli in Scranton on Saturday, tomorrow, May 2nd at 7 p.m. She's producing this comedy show. She calls it Punchlines and Pretzels, and it's the story of how she came to decide on presenting this show that we'll hear next. And we'll also hear something about her belief in the power of laughter and the situation as she sees it for comedians who are based here in northeastern Pennsylvania.
There's honestly a lot of comedy events happening, but they're all over. You know, there's especially a group of guys I can think of, Ryan Flaherty, Ryan Manzo, I'll give them a shout out, that they're producing a lot of shows. So there is a lot, but then I still run into people who are like, "Well, where do I go to find comedy? I can never see it." Because we're the little guy, so to speak, and we don't have whatever you want to call it, the whole PR team that can afford radio, can afford all of the bill, whatever they have. And like Kirby Center, for example, you mentioned, a place like that, no more than Scranton Cultural Center, they have a built-in audience and they have an email list that they blast out to. us little guys and gals, we don't have that. And I'm not crying about it. I don't want it to sound like that. But unfortunately, it's like you'll get people to come out for someone like a Sebastian Maniscalco, right? You know, he'll fill an arena. And now, you know, some of my shows, and I only do maybe 6 or 7 a year that I produce, I like intimate places. So I've done Everhart Museum where we seat 30 to 35. I love that, to be honest with you. But sometimes it's like, oof, 20 tickets sold and it's next week. What are we doing here? And I don't know. I've said this for years, and unfortunately, it hasn't really changed. I don't know what the secret sauce is to get people to come out. And a lot of folks I know in comedy, I should say smaller folks, one of the guys I know well who's down in Norristown area or Bucks County, Doylestown, he's noticing a little bit of a drop off in some of the shows recently. And I think since COVID, a lot of people are saying that people won't do stuff in advance. They kind of like to wait till the last minute. And then now you have people saying, well, the price of gas, the price of groceries. I feel like there's always going to be something. You either choose to get out and support local comedians or you don't. And as someone who's done it for many years, I've had many friends, and they have good hearts and good intentions, say they're going to come to a show. And I, in the back of my mind, I'm like, in my inside voice, I'm like, would you please shut up? But otherwise, politely, I go, oh, yeah, sure. Because it's like, you mean well, but you got to just say, I'm going to make it to the show. I'm going to buy the tickets. So long answer to say, I do believe that people are craving comedy, but I just wish they would support it locally. And again, some people say they don't know where to find it. I'm not really sure how to remedy that because I know I'm on Facebook. Other folks are on Facebook. I think you have to literally put it under their noses. And I don't mean to say that in a bad way, but I'm not someone to like email a lot of my friends. I'll just assume, which is my fault, oh, they probably saw it on Facebook, but maybe with the algorithm, maybe they didn't. And maybe I need to text them. Maybe I need to email them and say, hey, I didn't know if you knew I have a show next Saturday and I'd love to see you there. Like, you kind of have to put it in front of them because that's just how life is, I think. I do think it's difficult. So for me, I look at it as it's a hobby. It's a joy. It's fun to write. And as I'm getting older, trying to like really put my own struggles into it in life, because I think it's relatable. You know, I think it was Victor Borge said the shortest distance between two people is laughter. And it's the relatable thing. When I say something that people instantly laugh and they're like, yeah, they get it. They know because they're going through it or they have gone through it.
And what about the particularity of this place? Do you draw on things that are Scranton-like or Nipah-like? Do you incorporate localisms?
I don't. I'll be honest with you. I don't. And I don't. It's not a specific choice. It's just that I really do what's going on in my own life. I may have occasionally referenced something that's unique to us, but not really. And in a way, I guess it's because we all know it. Like, if it's local, they already know it. If I was outside the area, maybe I'd make a joke because, of course, people always make smaller cities usually the butt of a joke. But for me, it's really just personal. It's my age where I'm at. I'm going through perimenopause, so it's aging jokes. You know, before it used to be dating jokes. You know, I joke I traded in my dating apps for bird identification apps. I mean, that's where my joy comes from now. My parents aging and my father being ill. And that's humor that some people would not lean into. And that's okay. But for me, it works. And I've done some jokes about that that are darker humor. And my thing is, you don't have to like it, but you don't get the right to cancel someone either. It's like you cannot like a joke. And you can even walk away feeling offended, but that's okay. Then don't support me or don't come to a show or give me a chance another time. Maybe that joke wasn't for you. But I mean, for me, it's been just very personal. Although with the show coming up this weekend, it is the Office 5K earlier. And I probably ought to pull out some kind of Scranton jokes in case anyone's in from out of town. But I really haven't. Maybe I'll throw some together at the last minute.
Well, tell us about what you plan for this show. And is it connected with that marathon and with May 3rd?
So Saturday, May 2nd, it's, I wish I could remember what year it is. It might be the fifth year that they're doing this. It's the Office 5K. It's a run and a walk. And I did it the first year and I had a ball. And it's funny, people who know me are cracking up. Mostly it's people from out of the area. But I mean, I'm Scranton born and raised. I'm a big fan of The Office, big fan of our area. And I dressed up as Dwight and I had the best time. I had the glasses, the tie, the shirt. And another girl who was dressed like Dwight, who was younger than me, we posed together. We even got on the news. And it's like, I had a ball doing it. But I haven't done it since. But that was such a blast. And knowing that it just keeps growing. And I want to say this year they're at like 1,700 people. And they've got people from, I won't quote how many because I don't know exactly, but a bunch of different countries, all across the country, all across the state. And it just draws a lot of people who love the show and want to see the city. So last year I said, you know what? I'm going to do a show that night because people are in town. And again, I like small spaces. I did it at Effa Gallery and we got maybe 30 people. But I would say a third of the audience were from people from out of town, like Virginia, York, PA. And some of them just bought tickets that night. Some bought them the night before. And I thought, oh, I want to do this again because it's a cool opportunity. So this year I wanted to do kind of a theme because Stanley loves pretzel day. So we're having it at the downtown deli. It's in the back there. It's not actually in the deli, but they have an event space. Again, it's cozy. But with the ticket price, they get a soft pretzel and some dipping sauces. And it is BYOB. So I figured if they're in town, that's at 1 o'clock. There's all kinds of stuff going on. Freshen up at your hotel. Come on out. Or if you're a local, I don't want to exclude locals because Lord knows we love you. Locals. So everyone should come out. And it's not like you have to enjoy The Office to like it. I am sure some of the other comedians might have some. In fact, I know that some of them are working on some jokes around The Office. But you just have to like to laugh and support local people, small performers. Not small as in, I'm only 5'1", but you know what I'm saying. But come on out and support the little guy, so to speak. Have fun and just enjoy yourself after enjoying the city of Scranton.
It goes without saying that the world is a stressful place. And you are someone who's interested in connecting laughter and health. Talk to us about how you see that connection between laughter and health.
Absolutely. I mean, as you know, I do laughter yoga, which is something a little different. And we'll talk about that in a minute because Sunday is World Laughter Day. So what a great way to spend the eve of World Laughter Day other than laughing. But it's a personal interest of mine. It's a passion of mine. I've made a business out of it. Laugh to Live LLC. I'm so proud. I'll be 20 years since I started that LLC this August. And I started it because I really do believe in the power of laughter and why we need to laugh. And I am someone who was not like the class clown. I was more shy. And I still could be seen that way by some people. I mean, some people who know me are like, you're not shy. I'm like, well, I'm not, but I kind of am because I'm not walking around making the yuck, yuck jokes. But I'm a writer at heart. I love to write jokes. I love to observe things. I love to observe myself and how I relate to things. So I'm always looking for the punchline. But the laughter part is just so valuable because the research says that it's good for lowering our stress. And my gosh, right now, stress and anxiety are like through the roof. And I don't even think that's an exaggeration because mental health has become such an issue. COVID, it came out during that. Now, with no matter what people's political beliefs are, it's just a very heavy time. And so we feel that stress. We're attached to our devices, which is myself included. I know instantly how I feel when I start scrolling. And I've learned to at least set the phone down for a little while and come back to it. But we have all that heaviness, so we need to be feeling lighter. And laughter can do that. The breathing in and out, even the socialization, which is one of the pillars of wellness. We're laughing with other people. It's a great space to be in when you're laughing with other people. It's known to lower stress. It's known to produce happy hormones, the endorphins that make us feel good. They can help with pain management. I mean, don't go off your meds. I'm no doctor. I'm just telling you, anecdotally, it's great. You know, it boosts your mood. I mean, I would, you know, challenge someone, and I'm sure there's a grump out there who might take me up on this. Try to be in a bad mood while you're laughing. You really can't. I'm sorry. You just cannot. You can fight the laughter. But if you're laughing, you're not in a bad mood. You simply cannot be.
And what happens on World Laughter Day? How do you spend the day? How does the world spend the day?
So World Laughter Day was started by the father of laughter yoga, who is Madan Kataria, a medical doctor in India. He and his wife started this. 1995, they started, created, whatever we want to say, laughter yoga. World Laughter Day came around maybe a little bit after that, but the idea behind it really is, so laughter yoga, I should say first, is the practice of laughing without a joke. So I lead these sessions. Today I just led a session at a women's conference where it's really just about going, ho, 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 ha, 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 hee, hee, hee. And you get people doing it together. Yes, it looks silly. It feels silly. Although some people just instantly give into it. Others might go, oh, this is crazy. What is going on here? But I guarantee, and that is something I don't say freely, but I truly guarantee people will feel better and lighter. So he created that as a practice. When we want to feel better, we can go for a walk, we can visit nature, we can call a friend. Those are all great things, but we can also choose to laugh. And it doesn't always have to be in response to humor. It can be a choice by doing that. So that's what World Laughter Day, he started as a way of saying, hey, let's on this day take time and take some healthy laughter and kind of unify. And I love that, because when I lead my sessions too, I'm not asking how you vote. I'm not asking any other questions that would divide, because I don't care. My role there is to get everyone in the room together laughing. And we can walk away and have different thoughts, and that's fine. But in that moment, we're doing something healthy together, and we're peaceful, and we're unified. So World Laughter Day is basically about that. And I will be leading laughter yoga on my Facebook page, Laugh to Live, 9:30 in the morning, 11:30 in the morning. And then for folks who want to come out and experience it firsthand, I'm going to be doing it in Kingston this year, which is kind of different. I'm very excited about this because it's a really cool space I haven't even seen yet. It's the Green Neighbors Network. It's a new nonprofit. It's on Frederick, I don't know if it's street or avenue, in Kingston, Pennsylvania, Luzerne County. And it's this really, it's a community garden. And there's all these wooden fences, panels that so many local artists have painted, different murals. I'm just seeing on Facebook, and everyone is better than the last. Like, they're just all gorgeous paintings. Talk about community and people coming together, and they're going to grow, I think, like herbs, all kinds of stuff. And I will be leading laughter yoga there, Sunday, World Laughter Day, 2 p.m. And anyone can come out. We're going to do it rain or shine. And it's just a sampling. So you don't have to have all day. It's like 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes. Stop by. No charge. Just come on down and check out the space. It's just beautiful to see.
Where do people find you? On your Facebook and so forth?
Yes. So Janine Luby, L-U-B-Y, but you can go to Laugh to Live, and that is on Facebook. Of course, you can find me Funny Wine Girl. Janine is my stand-up comedy on Instagram, also on Facebook. And I have a weekly podcast, Uncorked with Funny Wine Girl, which is not funny, and it's not about wine, but you will laugh at times. But it's really about amplifying the voices of women. I have different women on every week. And we have, honestly, we tend to have more serious conversations, but the humor gets in. One of my dear friends who listens every week, he's like, I still laugh. You still manage to get some laughter in, even the most serious topics, because hopefully that's natural, because that comes from me. So people can find me on Facebook and Instagram. Those are probably the two best places. But if you're interested in coming to the show Saturday night, hopefully we'll still have seats at the door if you want to attend. And then Sunday, if you want to attend the World Laughter Day event in Kingston, that is free. Please just show up.
Janine Luby, stand-up comedian and wellness advocate who focuses on the therapeutic power of laughter. She'll present a comedy show titled Punchlines and Pretzels tomorrow, Saturday, May 2nd at 7 in the evening at the Downtown Deli, 300 Biden Street in Scranton. And then there is the chance to find her on Facebook on World Laughter Day, which is Sunday, May 3rd. And she'll be available at 9:30 and 11:30 on her own Facebook page. And then she'll scoot down to Kingston, Pennsylvania, across the river from Wilkes-Barre, where she will be in that beautiful garden space and offer a live session of laughter yoga. And that's at 2 o'clock. For all the details, you can find her on Facebook, facebook.com/Janine Luby. Facebook.com/Janine Luby, and it's JeanNnine, and then dot Luby, L-U-B-Y.